Terry, great broadcaster. I mean, terrific broadcaster. I mean, he's amiable, he's genial, he's professional. But he's one of those that straddle the line between disc jockey and presenter. I mean, the old concept of disc jockey was very much in the American style, fast-paced, pushing the records. They were record jocks, really. They were riding the records, which is where the term came from. But, of course, now in this country, I mean, especially breakfast show presenters like Tony Blackburn, Terry Wogan, Noel Edmonds, myself, you know, cross over into TV and therefore have to be presenters as well. And Terry's somebody that sat nicely across the pair of them. He wasn't a disc jockey as such, but presented records. So I think that the initial DJ thing has moved on, probably with the help of Terry, who connects very well with his listeners.
And do you think it's a good time for him to leave?
I don't think any time's a good time to leave. If you're enjoying it, you take a view yourself of what you want to do, where you think, I've really done this and it's time to move on, whatever it is in life. If you feel there are other things you want to do, and I mean, golly, Terry is young enough and is alive enough and has enough verve and zeal and enthusiasm to do other things and many other things for years to come. So he's been at Radio 2 a long time. I mean, he was doing the Breakfast Show on 2 when I was doing the Breakfast Show on 1 and is still there. So he's, you know, it's interesting that this change of blood occurs every 5 or 6 years, probably at Radio 1, sometimes even less than that. But at Radio 2, it didn't seem to matter. Like Jimmy Young, Terry Wogan, you could be there from the start and still there. I mean, Terry is one of the originals, 1967, still there and still doing well. It's in America, if you're a broadcaster or you're a DJ and you're good, you just carry on doing it. If you're good, nobody stops you. But here we seem this sort of perception at Radio 1, we better change. And I mean, I just left before the blood on the carpet thing. So Radio 2, so the wheels seem to move more slowly there and people get time to know the presenters and love them.
So what about this youngish pretender then, Chris Evans? How do you think he'll fare?
Chris is a great broadcaster. I have every respect for Chris, like Terry. I mean, he's terrific. He won't worry about it, but the problem he'll be up against is the legion of Terry lovers that the media will whip up and say, surely you're sad Terry's going, isn't it dreadful? And it will be. And yes, of course, there will be certain listeners that will desert or will move or will say, I'm not going to listen, and then maybe sneakily give it a crack. But the thing there is, I mean, it's like the whether it's, you know, when Steve Wright came in and everybody said, oh, he's not right for Radio 2. But after a while, he fits in. Jimmy Young goes, it'll never be the same again. I'm never listening to Radio 2 again. Jimmy Young's gone. Jeremy Vine's now doing well. And so it will be, you know, things come to pass. Things move on. No one's indispensable, however great they are. You know, the Manchester United team change over the years is still great. The Chelsea team, the Arsenal team, players come, players go. You lose Cantona, you lose Beckham, but it still rolls on. So, you know, it will come to pass that Chris Evans will do a pretty good job on there. And 2 years down the line, people will settle into it.
He, of course, left Radio 1, didn't he, because he wanted to work a four-day week. That, presumably, he's moved on from that as well.
Yes, I think so. I mean, we all move, grow up, you know, have fun while we're young. I mean, Chris and myself both used to, at different times, get it in the neck for lifestyle. I mean, you know, getting up at 4 a.m, I've always been a breakfast show jock as well, and you know, at Radio 1, at Classic FM, on the Gold Network. So I've had a lot of it. But, you know, if you want to live your life as well, you don't want to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. You want to do things, and that means that sometimes you're going to be late. And, you know, I got it in the neck quite a few times. Oh, he's late again. But our head of music, Dorian Davis, used to argue, well, this is lifestyle. If you want this brought to the radio, this is what you have to accept. And latterly with Chris Evans, it was accepted more because we'd moved on, of course.
When you left Radio 1, did you wish your successor well? And do you think Terry will do the same for Chris?
Of course you do. It's mean-spirited not to wish the next person well, but it is also human nature not to be sitting on the subs bench willing the guy to be only slightly injured so you can get on the pitch. Of course, that's natural. And it is a natural human thing to think, I wonder if they're doing as well as me. Let's have a quick look. But of course, I mean, you know, the human nature of it is that one is not mean-spirited and you do wish your successor all the best because you want to pass on him. It's like going on holiday on a radio station. You know, some people say, oh, I want someone not very good to do my program so it looks better when I come back. Well, that's not really for the good of the station. You really want somebody that's good to keep your listeners there. you know, and there will be a dip because there will be naturally. But I think Chris will pull them back and pull back other listeners.
Final question. If you were in charge of Radio 2, who would you have put in the breakfast show to replace Terry Wogan?
It's very difficult to know because it's, you know, I'm not picking the team there. I'm not sure whether there's anyone within that is good for breakfast, but they never seem to look without. I mean, so many people have said to me, why aren't you at Radio 2, which would have been a great place to be. But, you know, it's a strange animal. A breakfast show DJ is a very, very strange animal, a very unusual animal. You've got to want to do it. You've got to be good at it. You've got to like it. So it's a tough one. But it is certainly, Radio 2 are exposing themselves enormously. They're leaving a big gap in the market. They've brought the demographic to a much younger place. In putting Chris Evans in there, emphasizing and underlining that. So that leaves a big area for a commercial Radio 2 to come in and say, whoopee.